The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine. And most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy system to help create balance for optimal health and wellness, and that's what we all want. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live your life. Energy is all there is. The topic today is healing pain from within. One way to heal from within is a process of releasing emotional energy that gets stored or stuck in our physical bodies or tissues. As discussed in previous shows, connective tissue, which is meant to be flexible and fluid to support our organs, can become rigid. This concretized tissue, which is holding emotional or suppressed energy, exerts pressure on every muscle, organ, bone, and nerve surrounding it. Very often, this leads to intense pain. Myofascial release and craniosacral therapy are effective in treating pain. Myofascial release is a mind-body therapy involving prolonged pressure over areas of connective tissue restriction. Releasing the restriction increases range of motion, decreases the pain, and restores function. However, you don't even need to be in someone's presence to release the restriction if you can discover the buried emotions through the mind. Eliminating pain and emotional trauma in the body opens up the ability to live radiantly. Megan Edie Jensen is a board-certified holistic health practitioner. She graduated with a degree in physical therapy from Fairleigh Dickinson University in 2001 and practiced in a hospital until 2005 when an injury led her on her own healing journey. After receiving only temporary relief from traditional rehabilitation, Megan began studying alternative medicine in 2006. Megan discovered an effective combination of myofascial release, bioenergetic kinesiology, and health counseling, which helped to serve her patients and her clients. She combined this approach with an understanding of Eastern medicine and culture. More recently, Megan graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition to further provide her clients a holistic approach to achieving a healthy mind, body, and spirit. Megan's goal is to help each patient find a personalized treatment that will return them to pain-free active motion. Her website is www.lendandtherapy.com. That's www.lendandtherapy.com. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. And I thought before we start, let's just tell them how we got to know each other.
Okay.
So Megan has written a chapter in a book called Adventures in Manifesting, Healing from Within. And I wrote a chapter for a book in that same series, Adventures in Manifesting, but my book was called Passion and Purpose. Her chapter is entitled Awakening Consciousness in the Tissue, and my chapter is entitled Radiating Love and Joy. And we met in the Facebook community that was established by the editors, Sarah Prue and Sean Patrick Simpson. And we both realized, oh, we're in New Jersey. We don't
very far from each other. Oh, let's do a book signing together. And so we planned this wonderful book signing, which was supposed to be last Sunday or yesterday. And due to Hurricane Sandy, we weren't able to have it. And we were supposed to have this radio show last Monday, and 45 minutes before the show,
the hurricane came,
and I lost power, and so we had to do a replay. So I apologize to anybody about that. But anyway, here we are, 1 week later. I still do not have power in my home. I have a wonderful friend who has taken me in, and I'm using her heat and her power and her internet. So very lucky. I feel very lucky, and hopefully I can get heat tomorrow.
So how are you? Do you have heat and power and internet, I guess?
I do. I have heat, power, and internet. I have had it since Thursday, but most of my patients who came in today did not have power. So, again, I feel very fortunate to not only have power myself, but also have a place for them to come and warm up and heal and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, and we will do a book signing, right? We're going to do the book signing.
We're going to do it. We're going to reschedule it. It was scheduled for a building that was not affected at all by the hurricane. So now we just have to pick a day where everybody can come and use the subways freely. And, you know, we want to have a nice big group of people there.
Yeah. And you know what they did to get into New York City? You had to have 3 people in your car.
Yeah, I heard that. So we made the right call to reschedule.
We did. Absolutely. And so anybody that's in the area is most welcome to come. And we will be posting it on the Optimal Health and Wellness Facebook page, as well as any other Facebook pages we can do. So please keep in touch, because we'd love to meet you in person. And, okay, so let's talk about myofascial release and craniosacral therapy, because I talked around this in several shows. We really didn't highlight it. I know we're not going to focus on it tonight, but I just thought, if you're an expert in it, then why don't you just kind of tell people what you used to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And I still do it. It's still part of my practice. But I was trained by John Barnes, who is the physical therapist who created myofascial release therapy. There are a lot of different forms of it now, but John Barnes is the guy who figured it out in the first place. And so I am really honored to have learned and trained in his presence. And really, it opened my mind. When I went to school for traditional physical therapy, we learned a lot about the body and about anatomy and, you know, the physics of how everything works. But when I went and trained with John, it was entirely different. He really focuses on the body as a whole. So I had been used to working in the hospital where you would get a prescription to work on one part of the body. So there's a doctor for the shoulder, or there's a doctor for the knee, and he's referring for physical therapy for that one body part. And when I went to take my first class in myofascial release, John said, okay, have everybody stand up and look at their whole body, and what do you see? And it was so simple, and it made so much sense, and it was completely foreign. You know, as someone who had practiced in this Western medicine traditional role, you weren't really allowed to look at the shoulder if they were coming for a prescription for the knee, because insurance won't cover it if you touch their shoulder. But he was saying, no, you can't break it down like that. We're one whole person. And so that was the beginning of opening a door of a completely different kind of treatment for me.
Wow. So that really is a very big difference from Western medicine to holistic.
Absolutely.
Approach.
It's completely different.
Yeah. So they get so detailed and so specific, so learned in one area that they don't remember what, you know, the connections of their particular body part to the rest of the body and how that affects it, right?
Absolutely. And it makes sense that if I hurt my foot, clearly now I'm going to be compensating. And if I'm walking out of alignment, I'm going to feel it in my knee and in my hip and in my low back and in my shoulder and my neck. And now this patient goes to a doctor and says, I have horrible neck pain and migraines. And they go to physical therapy and they get treated with ultrasound and massage and electrical stim, which all have their place. But nobody looks at their ankle, which is where the strain is coming from.
Mm.
So by going to John Barnes and saying, he actually said, soften your focus. You look at the person, and he actually said, let your vision go a little bit blurry and look at the outline. Where are they out of alignment? And that was so different for me. You know, you're used to, like you said, getting very specific and honing in on the problem. And he actually said, stand back and blur your vision. You know, it was a completely different
way of thinking.
And so you see structural changes, structural out of alignments is what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. You see the person's entire body shift. So I've had patients come in with scoliosis. That's very, very noticeable. And we work on their knee and the scoliosis shifts. You know, it can be coming from any part of the body, but you really have to look at the person as a whole to find out where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. So you see like the shoulders don't line up. One's higher than the other, or the hips are higher than the other, or maybe your knees are knock-kneed more or bowed.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And everybody has some amount of irregularity. We all do. Yeah. But maybe when you see pictures of yourself, you see, you know, one eye is always smaller than the other. Why is that? Well, it could be because your right hip is out of alignment. You know, we have to look at the body as a whole, and really by looking as one big thing instead of looking at each of the individual pieces, you are able to see the entire line. When you zig one way, you have to zag somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so you can alleviate that whole chain of restriction.
Wow. So something tries to compensate.
So,
right. And we, you know, just being born, right, could put us out of alignment, right?
Absolutely. That's, you know, our traditional birthing process right now is so unnatural. It's not the way it was originally intended to be, or really even the most functional for us. And so the birthing process is very traumatic for mother and for baby. So a lot of times I'll see people with a cranial rotation, and it could have been that way since even it could be that way from in the womb, you know, as a fibroid, or if there was a twin and, you know, the baby was stuck in one position for too long. You know, these changes can really happen from before we're even born.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is myofascial release?
Myofascial release is dealing with really the connective tissue. So when you try to explain what the connective tissue is, it's actually beautiful. It's this band of connective tissue that runs all over the body. If you think of it like a spider web of tissue that runs from head to toe, and it surrounds everything in our body down to a cellular level. So it's this big spider web that enmeshes cells and bones and tissue. It's, if we took it apart, if we took it out of the body, we would just be one blob of organs and bones and one big, you know, mess of self. Mm-hmm. But the connective tissue is what provides the structure of our body. It's what gives us shape. And actually they've done video where they put camera under the skin and look at the connective tissue as it moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, have you ever seen the sun dancing on water? That kind of like shimmery.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like inside our body. It's literally radiant and beautiful and liquid and shining. You can see the energy flowing through the tissue.
Oh, wow.
But as that tissue hardens, which it does as a protective response, it turns into this kind of grayish concrete block. And it puts actually 2,000 pounds of pressure on whatever it hardens around. So picture four full-grown horses standing on a nerve or a bone or an organ. That's how much pressure we have on that part of the body, and it literally goes dull. And then as you watch the tissue release, it becomes, again, beautiful and radiant and energetic. It's like watching a dance to watch the tissue release, which is really, really amazing.
So immediately it goes to...
Well, not exactly immediately. It takes okay. about 90 to 120 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much immediate.
Well, that's actually a huge difference between traditional physical therapy and myofascial release. You know, most of us have been taught to stretch for 30 seconds or for even 10 seconds. You know, I was telling patients that for years. And really what that does is it releases the muscle, but it does not release the connective tissue. So that time frame of 90 to 120 seconds is huge, because it's only at that point that the connective tissue can really release.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That's yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, so myofascial. Myo is the muscle.
Yeah, and fascia is the connective tissue.
Okay. And so you actually, you find the concrete areas of the body? Is that how you do it? Kind of put your hands on somebody and they're having problems with their knee, you put your hands on their knee, or you see where they're out of alignment and say, okay, you know, it's really the hip.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I do is I listen to the patient, okay. which is again, kind of out of the norm. I don't care what the script says. I don't care what the doctor's referral has said. I care, but that's not key. What's key is to sit down and hear what the patient has to say. You know, if the patient says, you know, my knee's really been hurting ever since I was in that car accident, I want to know everything about the car accident. I want to know what hit. I want to know, you know, what was going on at that point in the person's life. I want to know their journey from then to now. I want to know the medications they're on. But really what I start with every single patient after taking that health history is looking at their posture, just having them stand in front of me and seeing. So maybe they have right knee pain and maybe I see that their left hip is much, much higher than their right. So they're putting all their weight through that right leg. And the reason they're doing that is because they have a connective restriction through the left Achilles tendon, you know, so maybe they're coming to me and I'm seeing that their pain is on the right side, but it's because of the left injury. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see it. You can feel it. It's anywhere in your body that is hot, hard, or tender, we say. So, you know, when you say oh, hot. Yes, yeah. Because it's trapping the blood flow. It's trapping that restriction so that, you know, everything can't move and eliminate freely. It traps lymph. So people who have lymphedema need their myofascial system released. It's just kind of, if you picture the body as a map, and the connective tissue is these roads of highways. It's where there's a traffic jam. And we just go in and break up that traffic jam by just using prolonged pressure over that area. And you basically just I'll feel where there's a restriction. It's where the body doesn't move as freely. You know, even if you take your hand and put it on your skin, say on your thigh, if that's an area for you that's comfortable, and without moving your hand on the surface of your skin, you can move your hand forward and backward to the right and to the left. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that one of those directions will be less free. You know, I may be able to move forward very easily, but I can't really move to the left. That's where my restriction is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would kind of move into that restriction and wait. And the beautiful thing is just with that pressure and time, the body is able to release itself. It's just bringing awareness to that area. It's that prolonged pressure, which allows, it's called the piezoelectric effect, which basically just means the tissue is melting under my hand. And then you're able to just kind of release and you can feel it. I used to call it riding the wave before I saw it in the video. You can feel it kind of melt and fan out. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And it usually happens within 90 to 120 seconds.
The first release does. And you can keep going. You know, there's usually barriers. That restriction has been there for some time, but maybe it was restricted in a car accident, but the first restriction was in a soccer accident when you were a kid. And then there was another restriction at your knee in the birthing process. So the longer you hold, the more of those layers of the onion you can unpeel and unravel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just talk about cranial sacral therapy just so we introduce the concept. So that has to do with some restriction in the brain or the skeletal system. I mean, the spine, I guess.
Yeah, it depends who you ask, honestly, about craniosacral therapy. It is used in myofascial release. It's under the umbrella of myofascial release.
Mm-hmm.
But with John Barnes' technique, we sink into the tissue until we feel a restriction. So I sink, it's as if I'm making a handprint in soft clay. I sink in until I feel a restriction and then I wait. John Upledger also does craniosacral therapy and his idea is to use 5 pounds of pressure. So that's like the weight of a nickel on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of always uses that same kind of pressure. But the idea between, you know, he's really the craniosacral therapist. But the idea of craniosacral therapy is to make sure that everything is in alignment. You know, the cranial bones that surround our brain are often out of alignment. And when that happens, the connective tissue hardens around the skull. And so many of our hormones flow through the blood-brain barrier. And if those cranial bones are out of alignment, those hormones can't flow. And now you have symptoms of menopause, you have horrible PMS, you have migraines, and all of those things can be avoided as long as the cranial bones are now in alignment again.
Wow. Okay, we have to break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Great.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Hi, you are back with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we're talking with Megan Jensen. And our topic is healing pain from within. Okay, Megan, in your chapter in this Adventures in Manifesting book, which I know everybody will want to get because they're really amazing stories, you talk about an issue that you had with severe back pain. Will you share the story with our listeners?
Sure. I was working in the hospital doing traditional physical therapy, and I was transferring a patient, and I had been taught that if a patient was to fall, I'm supposed to slowly lower the patient down to the ground. But I'd promised this woman she wouldn't fall. She had just had her leg amputated. She was terrified to even try to sit and stand. And so I held her up until the nurses came. She had a panic attack and she was about to fall. And I held her up against my better judgment, against my intuition. And I herniated a couple of discs in my spine. And I had just, I had only been working a few years in the traditional medical model there. And I thought, well, no problem. You know, I teach people how to fix their back pain all the time. I can handle this. I run a back education program. No problem. And I did everything that I knew how to do. You know, I got my body fat down to 8%. I became a Pilates instructor. I did all the exercises and stretches that I knew how to do. And I still had pain. And I thought, well, I guess this is just what I'm going to have to live with. You know, there'll be a certain level of what I have to live with. But I hadn't had children. I was in my early 20s. You know, there was so much of life left to have to go on in pain. And I had had a surgery as a child that left a big scar across my abdomen for a kidney surgery. And something in my gut always told me that that was related to my back pain. I didn't know how. I just felt that it was related. And my pelvis had always been very forward my whole life. Never any mention of that, even in physical therapy school. None of the teachers mentioned it. I just knew that I thought that was my alignment. That was just my body. And I was standing at the counter one day going through the mail, and I got this flyer for John Barnes' myofascial release seminars. I had no idea who this man was. He looked kind of like, you know, this renegade man, not like a typical physical therapist at all. He had long ponytail and white hair. And I thought, who is this guy? But it said, it said fascial pelvis, and it talked about back pain coming from the pelvis. And I swear it was like I was hit over the head with a brick. And I thought, this is what's going to heal me. This is it. Mm-hmm. I knew that there was that connection. And so I walked into the course and everybody was so friendly. Everybody was open. There were nurses. There were massage therapists. There were physical therapists. And everybody was just kind of on the same playing field. You know, there weren't even the labels of who had more schooling than this person or, you know, the traditional Western kind mm-hmm. of model.
Yeah.
Everyone was the same. And that was the first thing that kind of hit me. And after that class, where these people were brand new at it too. None of these people knew what they were doing. We were practicing on each other. We were learning on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And after that one class, I was pain-free for weeks. And so I went and I had what's called an intensive with John Barnes, where you get 4 hours of treatment a day for a week. And my whole body changed. I lost a pant size because of all the scar tissue that was released during treatment. I had absolutely no pain. My pelvis sat under my torso. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. You know, my thighs didn't feel tight. I mean, every single thing was different. But the biggest part of it was the amount of emotional release that happened as the tissue released. And that was really scary at first, coming from a very stoic German household where we didn't really discuss emotion. The fact that it was coming to the surface and freeing was huge. And the fact that I could feel my body literally release with the release of those emotions, again, wow, was another window opening into how to really heal myself and other patients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Since I want to do this. I really,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on by. You're not far.
Okay. Well, but I also want to talk about your apprenticeship with a Chinese medical doctor. So you did this apprenticeship after you learned myofascial release?
I did. It was kind of all happening at the same time. My husband and I started taking classes in Chinese, and there was a woman there who would kind of help in the classes. She wasn't a teacher. She knew the teacher. I think she was a family member of the teacher. And she was this elderly woman. She was kind of in her 80s. And she was a doctor in China. And she actually had become a physical therapist because she didn't like that as a doctor, she didn't get to follow her patients through. So she became a physical therapist in China so she could see the patients. And when she found out that I was working in the physical therapy field, she would ask me what patients I had seen that day. You know, give me the diagnosis and tell me what you did. And so I said, okay, well, today I had somebody with TMJ. And she'd say, well, what did you do? And I'd say, well, I did ultrasound and I did a little massage and an electrical stim. And she'd say, well, did you ask them why they're angry? And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, people with jaw restrictions are harboring a grudge. There's some sort of anger there. They need to get to the bottom of it. Until you do that, you can rub them all day long. They're not going to get better. And so it became this little side project. We would have our Chinese lesson, and then I would sit and go over all of the patients that I'd seen, and she would say, oh, back, okay, they're having some financial problem, or, oh, you know, lungs, there's sorrow there. You know, and she just went through each part of the body and helped me see that, really, if you don't address this emotional issue, then there's no point in doing the physical work unless the person is willing to eventually, through the physical work, release that emotion. So it was amazing. So then I kind of, you know, I had this little apprenticeship for a year that she would kind of go over everything. And then I would run back to my patient the next day and I would say, you know, kind of tactfully, is there something that's bothering you? Are you angry about anything? You know? And they're looking at me like I have two heads, but they'd say, yeah, you know, I'm really frustrated with my husband or with my boss or with whatever. And after talking about it, they'd say, you know, my jaw is looser than it's been in weeks. So it was really such a connection of what I was learning with the alternative therapy techniques, and then coupling that with this emotional background, you know, corresponding to each body part. So that combination is really what works for my patients now.
Wow. Yeah. And I know that you don't even see patients in your office anymore physically, right? You do a lot of phone discussions.
Yeah, most of my work now is over the phone. I'm doing health counseling. And really what I found was that we could address the issues either way. Like I said, we could go through the body and we could, and I still work with people who are local doing the myofascial release, mm-hmm. but now I can work with people countrywide doing the health counseling over the phone. because we can address those same issues. And once we figure out the heart of the issue and we talk about whatever the emotional tie is or whatever the trauma is that caused the restriction in the first place, now that connective tissue starts to release on its own. And if you can have a myofascial session in addition, even better, because now you're getting it, you're accessing that same trigger from the mind and from the body. You know, it's one big system, but really you can pick and choose which way you choose to go at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about the integrative nutrition or integrative health counseling that you do.
Yeah, so I went to school with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and basically it was the piece that I felt was missing from my practice. So in physical therapy school, we did not discuss nutrition. It wasn't even a factor. And I thought, okay, well, I want to learn as much as I can about nutrition. And I am a big fan of supplements and, you know, eating healthy and all that. And so I signed up for the school and I got so much more than I thought I would get. Because really they went through the same model. They said, okay, we're going to talk about nutrition with these people who come to you, but we also need to talk about what support systems do these people have? What are their relationships like? Are they satisfied in their career? And all I could hear was this Dr. Zhuang talking to me and saying the same things. You know, mm-hmm. It was kind of that same approach of, yeah, you can deal with the physical, but you also have to deal with the emotional part of it. So I loved that whole school. It changed my whole life. We went over, I think it's 150 dietary theories, and I tried every one of them.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I was vegan for a week. I did raw food for a week. I tried all those different things. But really, the heart of it came down to, what are your passions? Are you fulfilling them? And where are you restricted? You know, where in your body, where physically are you restricted? Where emotionally are you restricted? And how can we get you to your dream life, to living, you know, the life you were meant to live?
Wow. So it really comes down to that is the core issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. Now, in your chapter, you also talk about psoas release.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the psoas muscle is related to the kidney, I know from energy medicine.
Well, but that's interesting. I didn't even know that. And that makes perfect sense in my situation.
That's true.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the psoas muscle, from what Dr. Zhuang taught me, is when you're feeling vulnerable, the psoas muscle tightens up,
mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because the kidney is all related to anxiety and fear and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But just from a structural standpoint, the psoas is a hip flexor.
Mm-hmm.
It runs very deep. It goes from the hip. It runs very deep. It crosses over the intestines. It surrounds the discs of the spine, and then it goes up through the diaphragm. So when you see those patients, you say, you know, I used to say in my previous life as a traditional therapist, I would say, sit up straight. You know, let's work on your posture and let's pull those shoulder blades down and back and put them in your back pockets. And all that is good. Mm-hmm. But if someone's psoas is pulling them down from the stomach to their hips, you know, shortening from the stomach to their hips, they're not going to be able to maintain good posture, even if you strengthen. So when we release the psoas muscle, automatically your posture improves, your digestion improves, back pain improves, and whatever emotion is in there that's making the patient feel vulnerable is going to surface that they can deal with.
You know, and this is also interesting because I was doing some work in the lab. So we used to sit at a lab bench or in a hood, actually, because we worked with viruses and bacteria. So we used to do a lot of work in the hood, and hours and hours, but people would feel the pain in their shoulders. And you know, and then I read, oh, it could be because they've sat, and so they're in hips, that muscle, as you said, the psoas muscle over the hip flexor, that could be really strained, not flexible or rigid, and that
right.
could be causing the shoulder pain. And I was like, oh my gosh. So,
yeah, all those people with forward heads,
yeah,
where we tell our kids to, you know, sit up straight, stand up straight. It's not even coming from their neck. They're going to PT for neck pain, but it's coming from their psoas.
Yeah.
You know, it really affects that whole chain, that whole line.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. So, yeah, and kidney, yeah. We also talk about kidney being
Well, it's part of the water element, and kidney is associated with fear. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So vulnerability, there you go. And so perhaps that child that we keep telling to stand up straight, maybe they're being bullied in school. And so their psoas muscle is pulling them down, and we're saying, sit up. Why won't you sit up straight? You know, and really we need to get to the heart of the matter, which is that they're being bullied. So,
right. You
know, there's set a connection there that we have in traditional medicine have been overlooking. And it's really, I'm excited to see now that more and more awareness is coming to the table that it is so connected.
Right. And other disciplines are coming up with the same realizations. That's what's exciting to me.
Absolutely.
And I just want to put in here that what it means to us, like if the psoas muscle is rigid, that means the energy isn't flowing well. And that's why the water element would be stuck, or, you know, or the fear could actually affect that and cause energy to be stuck or just not flowing well. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's how we deal with it. And we actually do energy tests to find out, well, what is, you know, how strong is the water element? And let's test the kidney meridian that's a part of this water element. And so we can kind of get at it from another angle.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. But I also agree that, you know, it's all emotional. I mean, the basis of almost every physical is an emotional thing. And emotions are energy. So,
absolutely. Yeah, I do a lot of work with I'm part of the In One Piece project, which is where we provide free myofascial release to returning veterans with the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically what I find with these soldiers I'm working with is, you know, fear or any sort of emotion really is nothing more than a chemical reaction from the brain. You know, and as the brain gets overwhelmed with this one chemical, whether it be cortisol or any hormone that there's just an overwhelming amount of, this connective tissue, because the body is so amazing and is able to, you know, control its own actions and tries to heal itself, the connective tissue hardens and traps that cortisol, or, you know, in the case of post-traumatic stress, it traps that cortisol in the tissue. And so now you're able to function and you're able to process the cortisol that is in your system, and the connective tissue is holding the rest for another time. But now people are anxious all day, every day, and they don't know why, because there's this underlying film of cortisol through every tissue, every, you know, the whole spider web of your body.
Right.
And once we release it, now the body can process. Once the person knows that they're safe and sound and we release the connective tissue, now the body can process it out and they can deal with the trauma of the situation and really be able to heal from it. You know, without bringing it to the surface, it just remains dormant.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has been wonderful to see these men that, you know, were in a constant state of panic now be able to heal and to reconnect to their families and to, you know, begin life again in a state of peace. That's huge.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us about, you know, a specific case? You don't have to use anybody's name, but of like maybe a PTSD patient?
Yeah. The one that made the biggest impact on me was a man. Now, I can't remember which war it was that he was in. It was not a recent war. He was in his 50s. And so he came to me. So this tissue had been trapped, you know, forever. And he was very skeptical of the whole process. But his wife had gotten a lot of pain relief and he had low back pain. So she said, just try it, you know, go for one session. And so I was working on him and kind of working in his low back. I could see where the pull was on his pelvis and I'm trying to balance his pelvis. And the smell filled the room. And it was a smell that I have never smelled before. And he got real alarmed. And he said, do you know what that is? And I said, no. And he said, it's burning flesh. And he said, the last time I smelled that smell was when his whole convoy was hit by a bomb and everyone died except for him.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Literally his connective tissue had trapped that chemical along with the hormones he was experiencing at that time, along with the trauma of the experience. And he was carrying it around in his low back for 30 some odd years.
Oh my gosh. I've never heard of that.
It was amazing. In treatment with other people, I've smelled, anesthesia, you know, you smell different smells, like, you know, it smells like a dentist's office, you know, wherever the trauma happened, those chemicals get literally trapped in the tissue and you can get those smells again. And a lot of times I can't even smell it, but the patient can. The patient says, oh my gosh, do you smell whatever? You know, I'm totally getting that sense again. So, that was the one that was the most dramatic. And his wife said that he had,
He was very withdrawn for a few days. I think he was probably processing the trauma of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out golfing the next week, which he hadn't been able to do in weeks.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it was, that was the most profound difference in one session.
wow.
But yeah. Yeah. You cool. never know what you're carrying around with you, you know, yeah. until you open yourself
literally
up to letting
carrying
it go.
Around. Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have to stop for another commercial break. We'll be okay. right back.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you figured out what's not working in your life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to live a better life through health, relationships, and more. Her guests also come from the health and wellness industry, and together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get your life on the right path. Let's Figure It Out airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Hi, you're back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we're talking to Megan Jensen, who is a holistic health practitioner with some amazing stories. And I thought was just so amazing about the PTSD patient carrying that smell of, which of course is an energy, of burning flesh. So do you have any other stories like this? Maybe chronic fatigue syndrome story that you can give some hope for people that have chronic fatigue that you could actually do something beneficial for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. The label of chronic fatigue syndrome is often with a patient whose body just has so many connective tissue restrictions that it's working very ineffectively. So basically, if we picture that roadmap again, you know, we picture the connective tissue as this roadmap of roads, the more areas of roadblock there are, construction there are, now it's going to take longer to get from point A to point B because we have to take all these alternate routes, which is not the way it was meant to go. The same thing happens in our body. As these areas harden, we may not feel pain. In fact, we don't feel pain, physical pain, until the body cannot compensate any longer. So a lot of times.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, a patient will say, I'm totally pain free now. And I say, good, we're just beginning. Because now this was your body's breaking point. So now let's have you come for maintenance. Let's, you know, continue on a regular basis to break up these restrictions so that you never get to a pain point again, or you never get to a fatigue point again. With chronic fatigue, I actually had a patient who was using a scooter. She couldn't even walk more than 5-10 feet. And so she would ride on a scooter. She had an aide that would help her with her cooking and cleaning and all those sorts of things because she just didn't have the energy for it.
and I treated her with the myofascial release. She had some very significant things in her history. She had had a car accident in her 20s. She had toxemia while she was pregnant, and she had lost both her father and her mother within 6 months of giving birth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, and now they just took all of that and labeled it as chronic fatigue. And really, it was just all the restrictions from the physical trauma of the accident, the physical trauma of the toxemia, the emotional trauma of losing her parents, you know, all of those things bundled up into these connective tissue restrictions that now are called chronic fatigue syndrome. And she has been coming to me for about a year. And she's doing wonderfully. She's not using the scooter at all anymore. You know, she just lost power, and she was saying how she had, you know, as soon as the power came back, she did loads of laundry. You know, she didn't have a dishwasher while the power was out, so she was scrubbing pots and pans by hand. You know, so people, you know, are just, once you eliminate the restriction, mm-hmm. energy can flow again. The body knows how to heal itself. It's just a matter of processing the physical and emotional traumas and releasing that tissue so that the body can now flow from point A to point B with no restriction. And the beautiful part of it is it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. If it's, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, if it's chronic fatigue syndrome, any fibromyalgia, any diagnosis is just a combination of those same restrictions that are built up. And so once you release those hormones and those and the connective tissue, and you know, now nutrients can process more efficiently. Now the digestive system works better. It's really just a way to allow the body to do what it's meant to do.
Wow. I'm glad, you know, this is really interesting because you mentioned the digestive systems, which you wouldn't think that was at all associated with like a chronic fatigue, but now my mother is 86 and a half and she doesn't walk very well.
Okay.
So she uses a walker, but she can only do, even with the walker, she can't walk more than like 10 steps at a time. So even though she's got that balance, she doesn't feel like she's got balance. She feels like she's always going to fall. But I know that she fell on a rock when we were on vacation a few summers before she actually, and then she also had her knees replaced. So she kind of thinks that the whole balance thing is because of her knee replacements. But I wonder, and now she's developing digestive issues.
Mm. It's interesting that you mentioned the fall, and I'm so glad you did, because, especially with women who have had falls or childbirth or a combination of both, so often the tailbone is out of alignment. And when the tailbone is crooked, it loosens the whole pelvic floor. So, you know, women who are incontinent or who have stress incontinence, you know, you laugh or you sneeze and you have a little problem. You know, any of those pelvic floor issues, even sexual dysfunction, can come from your tailbone being out of alignment. So I actually got certified as a women's health specialist, which means I do myofascial release internally, which means that I can look at your pelvis from the inside and the outside and see what's going on, what muscles are tight internally, whether your tailbone needs to be adjusted. You know, so commonly, again, the body is working so hard. Think about your pelvic floor is what balances you. You know, it's one, right. It's your whole pelvic bowl, which in Chinese medicine is the essence of who you are, and it's got no support. You know, there's no support there at all. So really, by just putting the bones back where they belong from either a childbirth or a fall or a surgery, in releasing the scar tissue that sometimes is there from trauma or from childbirth, now the body can again function and you can walk better. And the labels like chronic fatigue and all of that kind of fall away.
Mm. Well, that's really encouraging. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to talk to her about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she would love to be able to walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the scar tissue, the way that scar tissue works, unfortunately, is it climbs up connective tissue like ivy on a lattice. And it pulls down and binds, and kind of creates that pattern of restriction. So from the surgeries, anyone who has had surgery needs to have myofascial release. And really health coaching as well, because there's always an emotional reaction. You know, we were under anesthesia, but the body perceived a trauma there.
Right.
And so really that scar tissue, once you break it up again, the connective tissue is free and can move.
Mm. So myofascial release can break up scar tissue.
Absolutely. With my personal story, like I said, I lost a pant size.
Yeah, right.
Of scar tissue in my abdomen.
I just wanted to make that point again for people.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I think so many of these things we, like you were saying, that you just thought, well, this is what I have to live with, you know?
Right.
But we don't have to live with this. We don't have to live with pain, and we don't have to live with built up scar tissue and or emotional trauma. We can get rid of it because otherwise it will affect us physically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about a TMJ story?
Again, the one that comes to mind is a woman who had lost her mom. And I think maybe 2 weeks after the funeral, she actually locked. Her jaw would not open more than a centimeter. And her jaw was trembling. And she just was stuck there. And we really went into what happened around the loss, because usually something like sadness or a loss, we would see more in the lungs, or in the chest and not the jaw. So I said, is there any anger around that? And she did. She had resentment about having to, plan the whole funeral herself and not really be able to grieve because she was kind of the rock for her family. And so we use the illustration that you can be a mattress and still be soft and supportive. You don't have to be a rock. You know, you can have a little bit of give. And kind of as she processed that frustration over it and got rid of that layer, she could then process the grief and the jaw started to open. And again, she was having the myofascial release at the same time. So again, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. If there's any kind of physical pain, dysfunction, disease, illness, then there's an emotional and a physical component to be discovered.
Yes, I totally agree with that. What about spinal cord injuries? What do you do for those people?
That is near and dear to my heart, I have to say. My best friend was a C4 complete spinal cord injury patient. He had an accident when he was in his 20s, and he had not really had any relief at all. He had AD, which is autonomic dysreflexia, which is where they have incredible amounts of pain. Their blood pressure skyrockets. And he had that almost every day. It was more than your average spinal cord injured patient. And, of course, no sensation, no blood infection. And my daughter and I lived with him for about 9 months and treated him every single day. And he not only could... His proprioception came back. So I'm not going to say he got up and walked out of the chair. That wasn't going to happen for him. But he could feel when he was going to need to go to the bathroom. For spinal cord injured person is huge, because now you could take care of it before their body went into that autonomic dysreflexia, which is horribly painful. And my friend, they have stroke. So he could feel that. He could kind of sense something was off. You know, he could sense that this was wrong. So it was like deep proprioception that he regained, and just his whole body kind of released. His neck felt looser. He kind of lost the trauma of the accident, and he had some deep feelings about the loss of his brother. He had lost his brother 3 years before, that somehow got intermingled with the trauma of the sport injury. So as we released that, you know, the physical trauma, kind of healed from the loss of his brother, the grief of that. If anyone who has a spinal cord injury can greatly benefit from myofascial counseling, I mean, they really hand in hand, but he saw huge increases in function. Really changing.
Okay, Megan, we're hearing you breaking up a little bit, so... I'm just going to try to summarize what you just said in case people didn't hear that. So she's giving us hope for people that have spinal cord injuries to actually get some more function in movement. And so, and I think that's all I'm going to say on that, because I didn't hear all of it either. But we only have a couple minutes left. So let me just tell you that we are going to have a book signing for our two books, Adventures in Manifesting, Healing from Within, and Adventures in Manifesting, Passion and Purpose. So anybody in the New York, New Jersey area is certainly welcome to come and meet us and get your book signed. also, you can buy the books on our websites, and my website is www.energizeforjoy.com. I did check today, and somehow the web designer had deleted that page, so she's trying to recreate it. And you can buy Megan's book on her website. You want to tell them your website? Or actually, maybe I better do it since you might be breaking up. It is http://// megan-jensen.healthcoach.integrativenutrition.com/healing-from-within.
Or you can go to lendahandtherapy.com.
Okay, that's easier. lendahandtherapy.com. And anybody that's in the area, I would go see Megan, because it sounds like she does amazing work and she offers such tremendous potential for people that have just given up getting back their function and their emotion, and that would enable them to live radiantly. And this was we're all about, you know, to feel great, feel wonderful, so that you can live at your highest potential and share more love and joy to this world. Thank you for this interview, and we really appreciate all your comments and your hopeful encouragement.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Take care, Megan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.